floor is yours.
Okay, so most questions have been addressed. So I'm going to say one thing in which I'm in full agreement, and it's incredibly important with my fellow panelists, and two points on which I'm in partial agreement. So the first point is that public debt is public, and it should be disclosed. And as Yolanda said, if you don't want to disclose, there might be some very small number of public debt, which for reason you might not want to disclose, but in general, if it's not disclosed, it's not enforceable, and that's it. And that would generate massive incentive for disclosure. The second point in which I'm in partial agreement with something that Yolanda said and was raised here is about contingent debt instrument. So I'm 100% in agreement with her that all these value recovery instruments, as they are designed now, they're not good because they are asymmetric. But you know, I'm an optimistic. I think they could be valuable if better designed. And the third point, which was raised by many people, is about the high borrowing cost. Now, I'm not sure I fully understand, I understand if I'm in agreement with the mechanism that Juan Pablo mentioned, but in general, when we think about high borrowing costs, we can think that borrowing costs are high for two reasons. One reason is that there is true high risk. And in this case, if you want to reduce this risk, I mean, if the risk is there, the only way to reduce borrowing costs is somebody to put money, to give concessional financing. I welcome that, but somebody has to put the money. But there is also a free lunch there. Sometimes borrowing costs are high because people think that risk is high, and this will feed into high borrowing costs, which make the risk realize. If that's the case, we can do something, and there is, in a sense, a free lunch. We can solve the problem without anybody putting the money. So I once wrote a paper for UNDESA, which I originally titled Borrowing from John Lennon, Imagine There Is No Spread. And that shows that, you know, they show that there are cases like this, and not all the cases. Some countries would have defaulted anyway. But some cases, country defaulted just because borrowing costs are high. So that's what I have to say about that.
Thank you very much. And